Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on April 8th regarding Jason Grant, G-R-A-N-T. Jason Grant is a 50-year-old male who reports he injured his right foot at work on 7/14/21, his first day on the job. Pretty states he stepped out of a truck and began to walk to collect trash when he stepped down into an uneven road. But as a result, he believes he injured his right foot and ankle and was seen at Jefferson Hospital emergency room the next day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be three fractures to the same foot. Paired these are treated conservatively without surgical intervention. Paired he completed his course of active treatment around October of 2021. Paired new paragraph. Per the record supplied, he was seen at Jefferson emergency room on 7/16/21. Period. Upon exam, there was swelling and tenderness palpation about the right medial ankle. Period. The remainder of the extremity exam was unremarkable. Period. He did undergo x-rays of the ankle to be inserted here as well. Period. He was splinted and placed on crutches. For discharge diagnoses of non-displaced fracture of the medial malleolus of the right tibia. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by Dr. Karen Jaya, K-A-R-A-N-G-J-I-A, on 8/11/11. Period. He performed an exam that found swelling about the medial ankle, along with tenderness. Period. Gait evaluation was deferred due to his guarding on exam bilaterally. Period. Repeat x-rays demonstrated evidence of distal medial malleolar ankle fractures. Period. The ankle mortis shows evidence of widening bilaterally. Period. He advised the petitioner to go into immobilization. Period. He submitted the same and followed up on 9/8/21. Period. He recommended continued immobilization. Period. Follow up with Dr. Karen Jaya, continued through 10/6/21, period. He reported continued improvement with decreased overall pain and swelling to the ankle, period. Upon exam, there was no significant tenderness palpation directly to the right medial malleolus along the fracture site, period. There was no pain to palpation of the deltoid ligaments, period. He had no pain or weakness with inversion and range of motion. Period. Range of motion was within normal limits compared to the contralateral limb. Period. Another set of x-rays demonstrated evidence of good interval healing to a medial malleolar fracture. Period. The ankle mortis was still intact. Period. Dr. Karen Jaya released him to return to work in a full-duty capacity with no restrictions. Period. The boot was discharged. Period. His final diagnosis was right medial tibial tuberosity fracture. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. He remained in his pants and simply rolled them up for visualization. Period. This precluded proximal visualization and sensory testing. Period. Motion of the right ankle yielded diffuse guarding with complaints with any active range of motion. Period. Put this in parentheses. This conflicts with the benign exam and full range of motion detected by Dr. Karen Jaya on 10/6/21. Close parentheses. Motion of the left ankle, both knees and hips, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had what appeared to be volitional weakness with 4 minus strength and right quadriceps and plantar flexors, and 3 plus for extensor hallucis longus. Brady's were otherwise 5/5. Period. He had superficial global tenors to palpation about the right ankle and hind foot. Period. With any attempts at provocative maneuvers, he complained of pain. So these were discontinued. Period. Lumbar, he ambulated with what appeared to be an exaggerated limp on the right, but did not utilize a handheld assist device. Brady declined attempting to stand or walk on his heels or toes, or squat. Period. And we'll go back to impressions on 7/14/21. Jason Grant injured his right foot and ankle on his first day at work. Brady stepped into on uneven ground after stepping down from his truck. He was seen at the emergency room on 7/16/21, where x-rays identified an essentially non-displaced transverse fracture of the tip of the medial malleolus. Period. He was immobilized and placed on crutches. Period. In paragraph, he then came under the podiatric care of Dr. Karen Jaya on 8/11/21. Period. Immobilization was recommended. Period. This continued over the next several weeks along with serial x-rays. Period. At the time of discharge on 10/6/21, x-rays showed integral healing. Period. The petitioner had full range of motion of the right ankle and no tenderness to palpation. Period. New paragraph, I have also been advised that on 7/21/21, he was seen at Robert Wood Johnson Occupational Health with crutches and his foot in an OCL splint. Brady reported that on 7/14/21, he stepped out of a municipal waste vehicle slash trash truck and stepped down into the street slash road to what appeared to be an even road, but it was uneven, causing his foot to twist. Brady was initially seen at Jefferson on 7/15/21, where x-rays showed a non-displaced fracture of the medial malleolus of the right tibia. Period. Mr. Grant admitted he had a fracture to this foot in the early 1980s. Period. To put this in bold, he currently denies this to be the case. Period. In the paragraph, the current physical exam was incongruous with his discharge evaluation by Dr. Karen Jaya on 10/6/21. In fact, Mr. Grant demonstrated significant functional overlay. Period. He had guarded range of motion by the right ankle, even on an active basis. Period. He had superficial tenders, global tenders to palpation by the right ankle and hind foot. Period. He complained of pain with attempts at any provocative maneuvers at the ankle, so these were discontinued. Brady ambulated with an exaggerated limp on the right. Brady declined attempting to walk on his heels or toes or squat and rise. Brady paragraph, this case represents 5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. Period. He has achieved an excellent functional result. Period. This is reflected in his ability to work as a commercial driver's license truck driver and continue hobbies such as weightlifting. Period. And you can underline this. In retrospect, he did admit to cracking his ankles playing basketball in the early 1980s. Period. These were treated with soft splints. Period. And that is the end.